MTV Cast.
Yes, MTV, this is Hal Russell calling in from Cuba. I just made it here a little while ago and I'm novels, getting ready to get resupplied and head on towards France. Last couple of days have been pretty adventurous. I try to remember what all happened, but I dropped in heading for New Mexico off the, after coming up La Bac Pass. They closed that to fire danger, and it wasn't supposed to go through. So I dropped in there, talked to a forest ranger, and he said, go for it, go on. I didn't know, later I found out that the Tour de Vide riders had a permit, and naturally had got a permit, so we could go through all that area. But I went anyway, but right off I hit a rock, and evidently popped up and bent my derailleur again, but I had another new one, that's my third one. And I hung up from a tree, it took me about 2 or 3 hours to get it fixed, and it's something still bent. And I've worked on it twice, hanging it from trees. I can't get up my top rank, so I don't have my easy spinning gear, my climbing gear, but it's working. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm good to go. It's going to have to work. I'm just afraid to mess with it anymore. Something's bent there, I think, and so I'm leaving well enough alone. Then when I got up to Hopewell Campground, I was turned back by the workers there. It's all closed due to fires, and they wouldn't let me through at all. And I tried to call and find a way around. So finally, I just looked at my I looked for the red line. I on my GPS, I backed out to where I could see it. And so I went back down the pass. I climbed, it's 5 miles up there. Dang, it took me a long while. It's a big climb, but I went back down and went all around and found road 42 cut back in underneath where the fire route was, where nobody could see me. I actually talked to a local and told me I could get around that way. And then I cut back through and come out to Cannon Plaza so I could visit Sylvia at her little snack shop. That was cool. And then when I got down to the next little town past Sylvia's, they had that closed too, but nobody's around. I slipped on through there, come out at El Rito, and then I was able to call. And I did talk to Matthew Lee, and he said we had a permit to get through there. So I think I covered most all the route, and I'm good to go. Maybe a little bit more, Matthew said. So I just really didn't want to miss out on anything. But anyway, I'm doing good. Come on and passed Abiquiu last night and got up by Abiquiu Lake. And the campground was closed there. I wanted to camp at. They shut it down at 10 o'clock. So I just camped up by the highway in the dirt by a fence. It's a nice little spot. And now it's been hotter than heck today. But I've had to stop and go some in this heat. But it's cooled off now and clouded up. So it's really nice. As soon as I get all supplied up here, I'm going to head towards Grant, just go as far as I can to about 10 or 11, I think. Okay, thanks, bye.